It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week. Monster Magnet singer Dave Windorf, how are you?
Oh, good, Jackie. How the hell are you?
Doing great. It's great to hear your voice. Great to have you on the show. We're here to talk about the new Monster Magnet record, a covers album called A Better Dystopia. And it highlights a very specific period in music history. Why was it important for time frame to be a primary context of this album?
You know what it's like releasing a covers record? Usually it's pretty rough on a band. It's not something I usually do because people would give me some flack for it, you know, like, well, you can't write a new album, well, you're releasing a covers album. I knew I always had this thing in my back pocket to release what I thought was the coolest covers record ever. Really obscure stuff from a certain time of rock. And that certain time of rock just happened to coincide with a certain time of history that rhymes with today's history. So really, really quick, in the course of my life, I've had like two times in my life where I saw the media go absolutely crazy and pretty much call it for everyone. This is a dystopia. We're living in a dystopia. One of them when I was a kid in late 60s, early 70s, and the other one was Trump time plus COVID time, where everyone just kind of lost it, you know, really, really lost it. And everybody was fighting. Like two times in my life where I saw this kind of breakdown, enough for TV and radio and internet media now, for everyone to go like, is this it? And so I was like, yeah, you know, I've been through this before. When I was a kid, it was like this. And I remember that the music of that time and pop culture reflected that time in a certain way. And it was really, really interesting. It was kind of paranoid and nuts, you know? Like, a little bit of it was feel-good music, but for the most part, it was kind of paranoid, proto-metal, psych rock. So that's why I put these songs together, to show, just have a little example of what pop culture could do with a crazy bunch of years.
Dave Windorf of Monster Magnet with us. Their covers record, A Better Dystopia, is out now. Here's a tune from it. This is a song that was originally done in 1972 by cult band Pooba, Mr. Destroyer. It's Full Metal Jackie. Dave Windorf from Monster Magnet with us. We're talking about the new Monster Magnet record, A Better Dystopia. And the bands covered on this new record, such as Hawkwind, Pooba, and Dust, are mostly unsung, ranging from marginal to obscure. When songs are already unfamiliar, how much more artistic latitude does that give you to interpret them?
That's a good question. You know, I guess the latitude would be all mine, regardless of how popular they were. I mean, maybe people would give me more crap if I went in there and did Communication Breakdown as a reggae song or something. You know, but it gives me, in my case with these songs, I don't really want to go too far with them except for to put my own stamp on them, because I thought they were perfect. These songs were so weird, and so they should be kept like an archaeological dig, like digging up, you know, Tutankhamun's tomb. They should be preserved and shown in their glowing, like, primal glory. So most of the stuff I didn't mess with too much, except for to get some sonics up there and to put my own voice on it, which, of course, you know, I mean, you can't really recreate this stuff without putting your own stamp on it, because it's your own voice. So in the case of how much artistic change I put on it, very little, except for to put my own thing in it, my own voice.
Dave Windorf of Monster Magnet with us. Their cover record, A Better Dystopia, is out now. Up next, Jamie Josta of Hatebreed checks in for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. We'll get to music from Iron Maiden. Dave's going to be picking music. It is all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Monster Magnet singer Dave Windorf is with us. We're talking about the new record, A Better Dystopia, and it highlights music you sought out as a kid. To what lengths do you still seek out obscure music from the early 70s that you haven't already heard?
Well, it's easy now, so I do. I'm always looking for stuff I've never heard. And that goes for modern stuff, too, you know? So it's a lot easier now to search. There's all kind of elements of music that I look for to cross over to make it interesting. So I'll look for old music I haven't heard of, which I'm running out of because I've been listening to stuff for a long time. And then new music that has elements of stuff I've heard before, and just stuff that makes me go crazy. So I'm searching all the time. You know, I always want to be, I want to be excited and, you know, surprise myself.
The new Monster Magnet covers record, A Better Dystopia, is out now. Dave Windorf with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Deathcloth Brutal Pick of the Week, music from Overkill, Testament, and more with Dave Windorf. It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week, Monster Magnet singer Dave Windorf. We're here to celebrate the recent release of their covers record, A Better Dystopia. And Dave, at the beginning of a career, a band's style is predominantly shaped by their influences. Once musical parameters are fully established, in what new ways do those formative influences continue to affect your music?
That's another good question. I mean, it's like how far do you go in a rock band before you're not the same band? Or should you change the name? You know, I used to always think about this, like I could do a Miles Davis jazz album, you know, like I could do a Magnet jazz album. And then I kind of reel it back and remember what it was like when I was a kid. It was like, no, you know, if you're going to go one step over the line or two steps over the line and change the style of the band, maybe you should change the name of the project or whatever. So with Monster Magnet, what I always liked about creating Monster Magnet, what my main directive was to put everything that I ever loved when I was a kid and a young adult, that goes for as far as lyric content too, from every movie, from every experience I ever had, from every kind of music I ever loved, when I was say 14 to 21, to try to stick that all in one box. And I knew that would be enough to carry me for a bunch of albums. Because I could go from, you know, I look at Monster Magnet as a hard rock psychedelic band. So I can go hard, I can go just plain rock, I can go psychedelic, I can use any one of those things that last me for a long time while keeping it still in the wheelhouse, or acceptable, I guess, wheelhouse for Monster Magnet fans. Try to keep it close to it, but stretch nuance and stretch application, like the vibe. Try to have a different vibe on every record, but dealing with the same stuff that inspired me when I was a kid.
It's Full Metal Jackie. The new Monster Magnet covers record, A Better Dystopia, is out now. Coming up next, we'll check out a new tune from We Came as Romans. We'll have a member of Deathclock checking in for the Deathclock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with Monster Magnet singer Dave Windorf. It's Full Metal Jackie. Monster Magnet singer Dave Windorf is my guest on the show this week. And we're talking about the band's new record. The title, A Better Dystopia, contrasts the unrest of a different era with the turmoil of today. Socially, in what ways is the music you're covering on this album meant to coincide with the world today?
You know, I thought it was like pretty good. You know, it's not particular. It's not like a point by point or a bullet point presentation of what's wrong with the world. It just expresses what I think, and that's what I like about this stuff the most, what I always liked about wacky music or crazy proto-metal and stuff, is that it was very visually oriented, and it had a kind of a frantic doomy angle to it, so it could apply itself to any crazy situation. There's songs on this record where I don't even know what the guy's talking about. It's so great. It's just ranting, psychedelic, almost like doomsday stuff, like a crazy, you know, there's one thing that sounds like a crazy preacher, you know, he's just preaching psychedelia. Then there's another song where it sounds like, from what I can understand, is that he's being followed by a UFO, and the UFO has a crosshair over him. Nothing in particular that would say, all right, this is a song about this modern problem, or this is a song about this album. Just an overwhelming kind of frantic urgency that something's wrong. And in a lot of the songs, the singer mentions his brain, which I think is really funny. I mention my brain all the time. I think it's perfect music to play during crazy times.
Monster Magnet's new covers album, A Better Dystopia, out now. Dave Windorf with us. Dave, thank you so much. It was so great to catch up with you.
Oh, you too, Jackie. Good to hear your voice.
Stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.